Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. To the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host, Jessica. And we want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. Jessica, I want to say, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
This is going to be a great show for two reasons. We're both really excited because, you know, First of all, we got through the holiday. Everybody rushes to get through the holiday from all over the country. You know, in Florida, our schools start earlier.
Right.
But in other parts of the country, it's after Labor Day.
I know, and everybody just went back to school, whereas our kids have been in school for a couple of weeks now.
Exactly. So it's been kind of crazy, and so now it's like the whole rest of the country has caught up with us.
Right.
Because that's how we always feel. And of course, we go on vacation earlier than the rest of the country,
mm-hmm.
too, which is, has its benefits and negatives, because when we go on vacation, some of the things aren't even open yet.
I know.
Right? Because our children get out of school in May.
Which I kind of like it.
Well, I love it, too, because we get to go to the different places. But when they're not open and they're not in full swing for the season,
I guess.
It takes a little bit away from it. But we're so happy. So for us, this is like kicking off our new season of shows.
Yes, this is like the new fall season of
it
Dr.
is.
Jenny.
It's like so cool, and we're just really excited to bring new and exciting shows tonight and every Wednesday night here. We are tonight going to do something that it was our second most highly rated show. Our three top shows, by the way, if anybody
mm-hmm.
wants to know. Our top-rated show was the show we did with Father Bob Bailey.
Yes.
He is Father Bob, as many of you may know. A lot of people know him from the paranormal world. He is a priest, a Catholic priest. He
mm-hmm.
resides in Rhode Island. Wonderful man. Very proud to call him a friend. As a matter of fact, he's the one who blesses all the salt we use whenever we do a paranormal ghost hunt or we do a house cleansing.
Right.
And he has been on a lot of the different television shows. We've seen him on The Haunted, Paranormal
mm-hmm.
State. He works with all the different paranormal groups. He actually has a nationwide group called the Paranormal Warriors of St. Michael,
right?
Which is a wonderful site if you want to go there, and I'll give you the website in a minute. But he is our number one podcast listened to show,
wow.
the show that we did with him, because he is just like an encyclopedia of information.
Yes.
But such
and
a warm
so
and endearing
nice.
Man,
so
right?
Nice.
Yeah, he's
mm-hmm.
just a wonderful man. And I had the pleasure of speaking with him today because he blessed some more salt for us.
Yes, which is sitting right in front of my face.
And he has graciously accepted to do our show again.
Yay.
So we're going to do it again in the fall with him. So I just want to announce that tonight because I
cool.
think it's
that's
always
exciting.
Interesting. Well, he's on top. You know, you talk about who's on top of the game, who knows what's going on, who knows what's
right.
real, what's not real,
right.
You know, what you can read into something, what you don't read
mm-hmm.
into something. He is the guy to
well,
go to.
Well, it's nice to get the religious perspective on all of it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And who better to do that than Father Bob
right,
Bailey.
Absolutely.
So we're really excited about that. And so we'll be setting that up and announcing when he'll be on our show, which it will be this fall, I promise you. And in addition to that, tonight, our second most highly listened to show is the show we did at the Chapman Cemetery / Celery Fields in Oviedo.
Mm-hmm.
We did that on Halloween of last year.
Yes, I remember that.
And that I re-listened to that show, and it gave me goosebumps.
Really?
Because if you recall, we crossed over. One of the reasons we went there, we heard that there were a lot of children's spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to go there and see if by, we always – when we do a paranormal investigation, correct,
mm-hmm.
we always want to offer the opportunity for the spirits to cross over.
Yes.
Because we both feel that it's not right for someone to be stuck in the in-betweens.
Well, right. They're obviously here for a reason. And if they're ready to cross over, why not cross
right.
them over?
We
get them to where they're meant to be.
Exactly. So we always make that offer to them. And we went there and we made the offer. And we wanted the child spirit that we were talking to, his name was Andy,
mm-hmm.
To cross over if he chose to see his mom and dad. And there was hesitation.
Yeah.
And then I got the thought that it was his grandmother and grandfather. And when I said that, as you recall, the EMF detector went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because a lot of times one or the other of us will talk. And, Jessica, you were doing the majority of the talking.
Was I really?
And they were responding to you wonderfully.
And isn't that terrible?
I
don't even remember. I mean, I remember it, but it was a year ago.
It was so incredible. When you hear this tonight,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, the excitement in both our voices, because we made a semicircle. We left an opening so the children's spirits mm-hmm. could cross over, and we asked them if they wanted to, they could, but they could go at any time, and they certainly didn't have to. And they were hesitant at first, and then all of a sudden the EMF detector, which any decent paranormal investigator is going to have one of those.
That's right.
It started lighting up like
crazy. Oh, it went
crazy.
I remember that clearly.
I've never seen that before in my life.
Me either.
I know that RIP group, some of their folks had a similar situation when they went to a park out in, believe it or not, Pine Hills.
Oh, really?
Where there were some children, and there was a former, I believe, asylum or,
okay.
or mental hospital there,
mm-hmm.
and but there were children, and they had offered to cross them over, and the way it was described to me, it was similar to the experience we had. So y'all are going to get to hear that live tonight, because we're going to do that for the second hour of the show.
Yeah.
The first hour, we will be doing readings. Second hour, we're going to go ahead and we're going to play this because I'm telling you, I promise you, there's not a person who can listen to this who will not tear up at the end. I lived through it a year ago. I experienced it, so it should not have brought me to tears. But
right.
I listened to it again yesterday when I was queuing
and
up the
did,
show,
huh?
and I found myself crying at the
wow.
end. It was out of pure joy.
Yes.
Out of pure joy. So it was
well,
so
it was
incredible.
An awesome, awesome experience.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear it again, you'll see. So that's really cool. So that was our second most listened to show, which, by the way, happened to coincide with a tropical storm. The winds
oh,
were there.
Why is it we always do these during tropical storms?
Well, and this is the funny part because I have to announce this. The third most listened to show of our podcast was our paranormal investigation that we did live outside the gates of the lighthouse in St. Augustine, which was also during a horrible
tropical storm. Oh, that was terrible.
Well, we had to shield our equipment. We were soaking wet. You almost got blown away.
Yes, I really. The fact
Jessica
that I didn't blow
away.
Jessica's
a very teeny person. I'm almost as wide as I am tall, so I don't move. But Jessica, she's very teeny. She almost got blown away. We thought we were going to have to go out into the bay and get her back. But you were okay.
But I didn't.
But you didn't, which is good. But it was so much fun because I think fighting the elements and still
yes.
getting the wonderful
mm-hmm.
feedback that
yes.
we got was awesome. So it's not at all surprising to me that we have planned for next Wednesday night show
mm-hmm.
to do another live paranormal event at a place called the Boston Hill Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the reason why we want to do this event. We always, our goal is only for this reason, is to cross over souls that might be stuck. And I hope that people appreciate my honesty when I say this. This is the South. And unfortunately, there was a time when there was a white
mm-hmm.
people and a black person cemetery.
Yes.
This was considered a black person cemetery, and it was unfortunately the place where several, I believe, hangings may have taken place.
Oh, wow.
As has been reported. But I heard that people can still hear children
mm-hmm.
and voices there.
Really?
And so it is for this reason that I think it might be a good thing for us to go there,
yeah.
see if we can connect to these souls, if they are stuck in the
mm-hmm.
in-between. Offer to help to cross them over.
Right.
At least acknowledge them, let them know that they're loved,
mm-hmm.
and give them any guidance that we can.
Sure, sounds exciting.
So we're going to do that next week for next week's show, but I understand that there's a hurricane.
Don't tell me there's a tropical storm coming.
I heard there was a hurricane. Now, whether or not there is or not.
It will be, just because we're doing this.
It just cracked me up, because when I planned this, I
mm-hmm.
thought, No. There's a hurricane. How could this possibly be? So we know that if, in fact, there's a hurricane, then we know this is going to be a great haunt. Because what else? So if anybody has a chance to check the weather, maybe our producer can check the weather forecast for the coming week. I do believe that we do have a hurricane coming in. So,
no way.
It'll be what it'll be. And nonetheless, we've done two tropical storms.
I have my Mickey Mouse rain gear.
Well, and yes, our ponchos are Mickey Mouse, aren't they? They literally
well,
have Mickey Mouse on the back.
I do have a Mickey Mouse one.
Yeah, I
home,
do too.
And I have my pirates. Wasn't it a pirate one?
Oh yeah, we did a pirate. Well, we did a pirate tour, ghost tour in St. Augustine.
Yeah.
And they gave us some ponchos.
Right.
So we were wearing those when we were doing the
uh-huh.
hunt. Yeah. So it'll be it's going to be an exciting week. So we're going to bring you that show. We're going to bring you the very unflappable, fully, I mean, the most intelligent, wonderful paranormal investigator slash wonderful person and priest, Father Bob Bailey, is going to be on an upcoming show very soon here. So we've got some exciting things going on.
Exciting stuff coming.
And we're looking forward to that. And we get a lot of requests for that. So we're gonna try and do some more of these live shows.
Right.
Because people just love them. And we like doing them.
And you know what? If people have suggestions of things they'd like to hear us go do, we're looking for adventures all the time. So,
well,
you know,
we really
we're open to it.
Last weekend, we had a little bit of an adventure.
We did.
We were supposed to have a pretty calm Saturday, just hit the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you get five girls together, it's dangerous.
It is kind of scary.
It is. And so what did we do? We were at the beach.
We went to the beach, and then we got to talking about lunch, which is usually the highlight of our day. But the thing is, it was like more... It was closer to dinner time at that point, so we were pretty hungry.
Yeah, it was.
And we were like, so where should we go? And I think, who came up with
this? You said, you know what I could really go for? The bread at the Columbia in St. Augustine. I said, oh, yeah, that's really good. And then Tiffany said, oh, yeah, that sounds really good. And then
it just went from one to the other.
Your daughter had never been.
No, she never. So it was exciting for all of us.
So we said, well, we're halfway there.
Let's go.
Let's do it. So placed a call to my husband, said, we'll not be home for dinner.
Right.
Please forgive me, but you got to live. Got to live when you can live. So we just all drove to St. Augustine, and we had fun.
We did have fun.
We went. We had wonderful food, and we really
we
only go for the bread.
Giant loaves of bread.
Okay. So
I still feel sick, and it's been almost a week.
It is the best bread you've ever had, and they make this salad called the 1905 salad. So we go in and we sit down and we take a table,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I'm going to tell you something, and this I shouldn't admit this, but it's true. When you make a reservation under the name of Dr. Jenny,
mm-hmm.
you get a better table every time.
It was a good table.
It was a really good table. So I will say there's an advantage to that. So I made the reservation, and on the road, on the way up there, we got a great table, but we didn't really want to eat their food. We just wanted their bread. So,
which comes with your meal.
So we had to order something. So Jessica and I literally ordered a salad that we shared.
Because we ate an entire loaf of bread.
Yes, we did. And it was really
good.
Well,
picture a giant, probably what?
12 inches?
Yeah.
I would say it was a 12-inch. It was like a huge, yes.
That's a lot of bread.
It was, but it was toasty
and
warm.
And we each
melted.
Ate one.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. So anyway, so after that, then we decided to go to walk along the street a little bit, and we met the man who does the pirate museum. He is the voice and the picture at the official pirate museum in St. Augustine. And when I say scurvy, I want to say that those fingernails have not been washed since 1860.
Yeah, he looks like a real pirate.
He really did. God bless him. He plays
from
the
head
role.
To toe.
He lives the role
mm-hmm.
from head to toe. He asked how old our daughters were. Mine are 16 and almost 18, but not quite. Yours was
18.
So he liked her standing right next to him.
He liked her. He's like, you can stand right next to me. And she's going, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we need to get out of here now. But it was really neat. And he was wonderful and very informative.
Yes.
And he actually clued us into something, which is kind of interesting for everyone to know, because we said, well, you know, it must be great living the pirate life. Are
uh-huh.
you going into a pub now to have a drink? You are a pirate after all. And he said, actually, he says that is one of the biggest fallacies about pirates. They were not drunk all the time because they were so much work that always needed to be done. So it was 4 hours on, 4 hours off. And he said, if you go 4 hours on, 4 hours off, 4 hours on, 4 hours off, he says, you are exhausted. And
mm-hmm.
he said they did not keep that kind of alcohol on the ship.
No.
It was too expensive.
Right.
He said, so it wasn't really kept on the ship. He said, so that, you know, whole swashbuckling drunk sailor hanging off, like you kind of see at Disney,
you know,
in the pirate
apparently
adventure.
That's not realistic.
No, and he said when they went to town, when they got to port and they went to town,
mm-hmm.
often, that's when they would, you know, probably fill up on their
spirits, liquor, yes.
But he said that is the biggest misconception. So there we learned something from the advocate of the Pirate Museum in St. Augustine, and a shout-out to them because that's really interesting.
Yeah,
and I heard that they have some visitors in there of the unliving kind. So we may contact them and see if we can do a hunt there.
I did not know that.
Yes. I was there once previous. You were there with me. And we met another gentleman who was touring.
Another
he says
pirate?
There were other, yeah, another pirate. Mm-hmm. He was an actor.
He was a cute pirate.
He was a hottie patati, wasn't he? He was. Not
whatever,
that I would know.
Whatever a hottie patati is.
I don't know. I think, see, my husband has a beard. I like men with beards. Like, that's already
a given.
I like
pirates. I have a thing for pirates. I always have.
I do, too. But we've decided today, we were talking about this today, and we decided that we all had the Johnny Depp, you know, thing, because he was such a great pirate.
Well, he was a really attractive pirate.
But do you know who has taken over for Johnny Depp in hotness, I have to say?
Who?
The guy from Maroon 5, Adam Levine.
I disagree with you.
My gosh.
I don't find Adam Levine appealing.
Have you actually seen him?
Yes, I actually have.
With his shirt off?
I don't know about that. No, I probably have not.
You would change your mind. That's all I'm saying. He's got a wonderful personality. Yeah, that's what it's about.
Uh-huh.
No, seriously, he's got a wonderful personality. And I think I may have caught a glimpse of him without his shirt on.
Really?
And I'm not
surfing the web for abs?
No, I was watching TV. I was watching TV, so that was it. But I do want to say this. I know our producer is checking for the hurricane, and I don't know if we're going to have one, but keep a listen, because I guarantee you if a hurricane comes, we are definitely going to be on this live hunt next week, so you'll get to hear it. So, again, the first part of the show next week is going to be like it is tonight. We're going to do live readings
right
for all our listeners, which we're about to start now, and then the second half of the show, we'll be doing our live ghost hunt at the Boston Hill Cemetery, which most people don't even know where it is.
Right.
The one cemetery which we will not ever bring to you because it's just too scary is one in...
Oh, it's in Sanford.
It's in Sanford. And if you were to go there, you would see that the headstones range from 17
a lot of them are super
something
old.
To 18. Yeah.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies. That.
And half of them are broken in, and it is the worst energy we've ever felt.
Yeah, no.
I feel very comfortable in a cemetery, but not this
no.
one.
No. Mm-hmm.
So that's one I could never... we will never be bringing to you
no.
live. Because it's one that is really kind of not good, right?
Creepy.
Creepy. Okay, I like that. You did that well. Okay, so why don't we do this? Why don't we go ahead and take our first caller?
Do it.
And then we'll get right to it. So our first caller is going to be calling in from, it looks like, area code 609 with a prefix of 743. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello.
Hello, what's your first name?
My name is Jacqueline. How are you, ladies?
Oh, we are
good.
Doing fantastic. And how are you, Jackie?
Oh, I'm fine, but just a little bit worried because I called you ladies maybe about a month ago, but the last 2 weeks I've not been able to find you. And I was suspended from my job.
Wait, you hit somebody in the head with a clipboard. Yes.
We remember that. I remember that.
Yes. I remember that.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm the culprit.
Anyway, I do recall.
So, yeah, anyway, what happened is there was one lady who was with you, Ginny, and she told me that, you know, around about September, they're going to give you a call. And I must admit, I know I should have waited for, like, the end of September. But I'm just a little bit anxious. I've been really anxious this week because of bills and all that, you know. Because
right,
now it's getting to a level where it's been, like, 2 months and a half out of work, you know. So
right,
this
yes,
whole week I'm not sleeping good. And, you know, just the usual that happens when you're really anxious, really.
Makes perfect sense. Let me say this to you, okay? I'm asking the angels, and the first thing that I'm getting right now is that they're saying quell your fears. Now, I've never used the word quell before, so we know that's coming from an angel. We always know when I get words that I've never used in my vocabulary or my vernacular. So this is a word I've never used before, and the word is quell. So they're saying quell your fears, because you're going to make it through this difficult time. They're saying have confidence in the unseen and keep your faith where it belongs, and all will work out. So with that being said, I feel confident that you're going to get through this. They're also saying to me, apparently, don't make any, whatever you do, do not make any threats to anyone. And I don't know why they're telling me this. Were you frustrated with somebody? Did you feel like somebody wasn't doing what they were supposed to recently?
No, actually, you know, ever since this happened, really, my phone only rings and my girlfriend calls me in. Really, my phone doesn't ring. So
okay,
I really
well,
don't. Maybe it's something they're seeing in the future, but
right.
The lady had told me, the one who was with you, really not to be insulting or just to try and do anything, because she said round about September, you should be going back.
Okay,
yeah.
And see, the funny part is, I agree with you. They're saying don't. The angels are warning me, though, don't lose your temper, don't do anything, don't cause any kind
okay,
of problem.
Okay, I know what it is. I think
what?
I know what it is. Can I tell you?
Yeah, please.
I picked up a part-time job, and I did 3 nights for them, 11 o'clock to 7, in the
okay.
medical center. And
okay.
usually the client has to sign. So every morning
right.
when I left at 7 o'clock, the client was always asleep. So, you know, you
right.
can't just wake them up to sign.
Right.
And she was like 80-something. So when I got to the house and mailed the timesheet, I called the accountant, and I told her, look, this lady had been sleeping 3 days in a row. She's on medication, so I wasn't able to get it signed. So they sent it back to my house and said, you know what, you better get it signed or you'll not be paid. So yesterday, I called the accountant back and said, you know what, God bless you. If you don't want to pay me for this, that is fine. If you want to pay me, that is fine. I didn't even raise my voice, but I just let her know, and I said, don't send me the timesheet back, because by the
right.
time I go there and come back, will you pay me
right.
for that as well? But I didn't
right.
fault her, you know, but that's how far back I remember.
Ah, I that's probably exactly what they're talking about, because they're saying, don't get angry. In other words, continue with your solitude, continue with your peacefulness, and everything's going to be okay. I also ask them, you know, are you going to be satisfied with what happens in September? Is everything going to work out? And I'm getting an off-the-charts absolute yes to the positive. So I feel really good about that. And I'm gonna say a little prayer for you now, if you don't mind, because
yes.
I'm being guided to. And we're going to say, dear God and Archangel Raphael, thank you for giving
yes.
Jackie the courage to ask for and to accept the help from you and the angels and all the others from in heaven that are helping in this matter. And also, please help her income and her job situation so that it all works out to her best and highest good. In God's name we pray. Amen. Okay, very
Amen.
Good. I just feel like this is going to be okay for you. This is not something you're going to have to worry about. Okay?
Okay, well, that was the first. And second of all, I don't know, but I just seem to be a magnet for married men, however much I chase them away. What is that?
Yeah, well, you know, I think one of the reasons you're a magnet for married men is probably because you've got a very kind and compassionate soul, but you've also got a big old amount, I'd say a big dash of sassy to you. You're an you have sass. And men find that appealing. They find it appealing in their girlfriends. They don't necessarily find it appealing in their wives. And that's the odd thing, right? So I'm going to tell you, you know, absolutely positively, 100%, do not bring that karma down on you. Stay away from the married men. If a man is with somebody else and you know that you are cheating behind that person's back, you stay away, because that karma will come
That's
down
cool.
on you. It will 100% of the time. It may not be today or tomorrow or next month, but it's coming and you know it.
Uh-huh.
So you've got to do the right thing. Okay? Can't tell you how many times I've talked to people in that situation, and the ones who say,
uh-huh.
you know what, I realize I'm doing something wrong, I'm backing away because I'm making the righteous decision, it's always
That's
ultimately
true.
The right decision for you anyway, because, you know, he's not going to leave her to be with you. So all you're doing is making yourself unavailable for the guy that you eventually hope to meet and be with, correct?
When will that year be, Jeannie?
When will that year be? Okay, let me take a look.
I don't mind waiting.
I mean,
it's all good if it's 5 years from now, then I know.
I don't think it is. I think we're looking at 3 years. I think it's a 3-year plan
oh,
we're looking
no.
at.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I don't, what I need to tell tell you is I don't think it's going to be a full 3 years, but I think within 3 years you will be married. Okay, but I don't.
Wow.
I'm not going to say it'll take 3 years to meet him. Okay.
No, I don't think so. Maybe another year or two. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. And maybe not even. Maybe not even. Give it a chance. But looks from everything that I can see, have confidence. Everything's going to be okay. Okay.
All right. Okay.
All righty. Listen.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you for calling in, and don't forget to listen next week when we do our hunt, and listen to the end of the show tonight. I promise you it'll give you chills. Okay?
All right. Okay. I'll hold on. God bless
you
all.
Okay. Very good. Take care, and God bless. All righty. Well, that was Jackie, and we adore Jackie because, you know, she made us laugh.
I know. She absolutely did.
You know, I don't think there's any one of us who haven't wanted at some point in time to hit somebody over the
head
with a
clipboard.
I would
like to hit somebody with a clipboard.
I know, almost
frequently.
On a daily basis, right?
Every day.
It happens,
I work
know?
With a lot of men, and they really need to be hit on the head with clipboards.
You know, it was funny because I had to run to an appointment with my daughter late this afternoon, and we ran into the nicest people from every place we went, right up into including Wawa.
Really?
I just like saying that, Wawa. Yeah, we stopped.
The people at Wawa are very nice.
And the people going in and going out and the people stopping and coming back and opening the door for us.
Wow.
And I was just like, you know, thank you. That was so kind
That's
of you.
That's nice.
And it was just the nicest people today.
Well, you're lucky. You had positive energy today.
I think we did. We had a lot of positive energy and a lot of happiness, and that's a good thing. So I have to say my youngest daughter had her first run out of gas experience.
We all have that, though.
Yes. I told her, let me go fill your car up with gas. And because she was getting ready to go to bed, and her best friend were planning on skipping first period, skipping with mom and dad's approval, of course,
right?
And going to Starbucks.
Aww.
And so her parents and we agreed, and so they were going to go, and then they went and they got there, and guess what happened?
They ran out of gas.
They ran out of gas halfway there, and then while they're there, she had to call my husband, who had to come and bring her home. He had to push the car off the road. He had to bring them to school. And
aww.
I think they will never skip first period again.
Well, maybe this was a lesson.
I think it was.
Maybe they were not intended to miss school.
She said to me, Mom, my faith in humanity is gone. I said, why?
Why?
She said, we counted 82 cars that went around us, and she said one person stopped and asked us if we needed help, and it was a woman. She said his dad was pulling up. This woman rolled down her window and said, do you need help? Would you like to borrow my cell phone to call somebody?
Oh, that's nice.
And
but 80-some people, two young girls.
She said we counted 82 cars.
You know, people are so afraid to help. I think that's the problem.
And it was the time of day they were on the way to work. But I can remember in the middle of a snowstorm coming home on Route 80 in Rockaway, New Jersey, from the mall, snowstorm, and the day prior, I decided to install my own stereo in the car, which was not a good decision because I don't know anything about electronics. And as I'm driving, my dashboard caught on fire.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I'm driving, and I'm like, oh. So I pull over, and then this guy, he pulled over, and he was in, like, a workman's truck. And he got out, and it was smoking, and he threw snow on it. And he rips it out and he says, I said, yeah, I tried to install it myself. And he goes, yeah, probably not a good idea. So then he took out electrical tape, did some tape something. He said, this should get you home. He said, please have someone look at it tomorrow.
Oh,
and I
wow.
said, okay, thank you so much. I'll never forget that. Because,
that's funny.
Yeah, that morning I ended up in my neighbor's front yard. My dad said, don't go down the mountain. Go the back way because it's a sheet of ice. But, you know, teenagers,
you
I went
down
the mountain, sheet of ice, ended up in a friend's front yard, and had to call my dad, and he said, leave the car. I'll meet you at the bottom of the mountain. He said, slide down, and I'll get you to school.
Oh, wow.
Slid down to the bottom of the mountain, met another friend of mine who I knew from working at Sears because that was a job I had when I was 17, and she told me, oh, it's so good to see you. My husband died, and I just got out of surgery. So I went from sliding in a friend's yard and with my car, which I had to leave there, to finding out all this horrible news about this woman, to then going back, getting my car that afternoon, going to work, and it catching on fire.
You should have stayed home.
And I said, this was officially the worst day of my life. Yes, I remember
Sounds
going to bed that night. That was a pretty bad day, I'll tell you. As days go, not a good one. Let's go ahead and take our next caller. This is a caller from area code 510 and a prefix of 910. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, my name is Sarah. Good evening.
Sarah, well, welcome to the show. Good evening. Where are you calling from, Sarah?
I'm calling from California.
California, wonderful. Okay, and how can we help you this evening?
Yes. I have been looking for a new job for a while, and I'd like to know if you see any opportunities coming to me before the end of the year.
Okay. Well, I'm going to answer that question for you, but the thing I have to tell you first is I just feel this incredible energy that comes from you. I'm sure I'm not the only one who has said this to you. Is that correct?
You're right.
Yes, you're extremely strong. You have a tremendously strong energy. I'm going to ask this question. Do you or have you ever worked as an intuitive?
No, I have not.
Okay, you hesitated.
I sense spirit. I'm more of a clairsentient.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, okay, because I absolutely feel it coming from every fiber of your being. And you are very gifted, and all I can say is you need to maybe consider investigating that at some point in time in the future, because that is a God-given ability, and it's so strong. And you might want to consider that. Have you looked into it? Have you studied?
You know, I've been sensitive ever since I was a child, but I've never studied anything. But since you did bring this up, I do have a question. Every now and then, I had spirit come to me in the middle of the night, but it's not consistent. But I occasionally get my bed in the middle of the night will shake as it did last night. Now, I have checked to make sure there's no earthquakes or anything like that. I immediately get on my computer, but my bed shakes in the middle of the night sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I'm so perplexed as to what that is or if that's something doing that and why.
Okay, that's interesting because this isn't the first time I've heard that. Now, for some people, when that happens, they are absolutely scared to death. Literally scared. I mean, they run out of the room and jump in the car and drive away. In your case, you weren't scared, were you?
No.
No, okay. And this is how you know that visit was from a spirit guide or a loved one or someone well-intentioned. If you had fear, if the hair on the back of your neck stood up and your eyes were darting from left to right and you just felt your heart was pounding and you were scared, and you know what I'm talking about, that would have been what we consider a dark or maybe a lower energy encounter. But I think what's happening to you is they're trying to wake you up. And I don't just mean in the literal sense. I mean wake you up as far as your spiritual blessings and your gifts, because when you're given these gifts, you can do so much good with them. And you don't necessarily have to, if you're uncomfortable with coming out and saying you're a sensitive and you're clairsensing it and all that, if you're uncomfortable with that, I always say it's coming out of the psychic closet. You don't have to, but you can still aid others using your gifts without letting them know you're using your special blessings.
Yes, and I do want to develop it. And over the past couple of years, I have had more and more spiritual experiences.
And some of the things that you've had happen to you, for instance, you experience things and then you see things and then you immediately know what to do in a certain situation. It's almost as if they're giving you the gift of guidance and you're starting to recognize it. And that's, I think, such an enlightening experience. Does that make sense the way I just described it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and so that will happen more and more as you open up to it, so I just want you to know that. And I want to go over to your job now because I know that that was the reason you called and I went off on this other, but I have to go where angels are sending me, and they were sending me this message to deliver to you, so I had to. But now I'm going to talk to you about your job. I'm being told that to accept everything that's going to come in your direction, you will find that job before the end of the year. You will be successful in that. It'll be close. It's when I say it's going to be close, it's going to be close, but you will find a job before the end of the year, and that will work out. And so I don't want you to worry about that, okay?
Okay, that's encouraging.
Okay, so that will happen. Don't have stress over it. And they're also saying, though, in addition to that, they're warning me to tell you to accept these other things that are happening to you because it's supposed to be. You're supposed to welcome these blessings with open arms so that you can build on your gift.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know. Thank you for...
You're welcome. There are a lot of classes and books and online things that you can participate in where, you know, you don't even have to spend any money. But the more you learn, the more knowledge you have, the more you can figure out how you can use your gifts to help others and still stay in your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I understand.
Okay,
yeah,
very
thank
good.
You.
You're so
okay,
welcome.
Thank you
so much for calling in. Stay and listen to the last second half of the show. I promise you it'll be worth it, okay?
You got it. Will do. Thank
okay.
you.
Take care and God bless. Wow. She was so strong. Her energy was so strong.
Really?
Yeah, it was so strong. I mean, it was just...
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, some people are that way, and it's just like, wow, it's incredible.
Like a lightning bolt?
Like a gada-boom. Yeah, so there you go, like a gada-boom. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller here, and we're going to take caller 520-234, 520-234. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Thank you, Dr. Jenny. This is Lisa calling you.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I just was hoping to check this energy out with you. I talked to Cassandra yesterday. She's with a company that I had been talking to her about coming back to work for them, and she said she would check with your manager and call me today. I haven't gotten a call today, and I wondered where you saw that going.
Okay, I'm not saying she hasn't talked to her manager, but I don't think she has a definitive answer yet. This is why she has not called you back.
Okay.
Okay, that is the only reason she hasn't. She hasn't gotten a definitive answer. I want to tell you something good about that, but I don't see that. I'm not so sure that's going to work in your favor right now.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. You know, I always want to say good things and happy things. But I can tell you in October you are going to get another offer.
From a different company?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So a little bit of a negative with a good big positive. How's that?
Okay, well, thank you. I know she had talked to other people within the company, and they were all, you know, everybody was yes, yes, yes. You know,
yeah, I don't know why I'm getting that. She hasn't gotten an answer yet, and it's almost like there's a, and not because of you, but there's a hesitation in getting the information she needs, but I'm just not getting that overall positive, like that's going to move forward. But it's okay because, see, if it didn't, this is the thing. This is the whole thing about God's wonderful puzzle of life. Right? If this came through, then the opportunity in October probably wouldn't happen. Then you wouldn't have that great opportunity, which is going to be far better than this opportunity. So sometimes you got to take the no's before you get the really big yes. That's even better for you in the long run.
Yeah. Well, I'll just stay positive. Thank you.
Stay positive because good things are going to happen. This will happen. You mark my words. You watch what happens in October. Okay?
Thank you, Dr. Jenny. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Take care, Lisa. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And stay on. Listen to the second half of the show. I'm telling you, it'll blow your mind, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Okay, now I think we've got a Skype caller here. I'm gonna say hello, Skype caller.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Oh, hi, Dr. Jenny. This is Lynette.
Hi, Lynette, and where are you calling from?
I am calling from Maryland.
Maryland.
Actually, I was just listening, and
oh, good. Well, then I'll leave you on to listen, and I will take another caller. Please make sure you listen to the second half of the show. It's going to blow your socks off. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye. I didn't see she didn't have a little question mark. You know, folks who don't know that just listen to these shows on their computer or on a podcast, they don't realize if you call in, you're actually told that if you'd like to, you know, ask
mm-hmm.
a question and participate in the show, hit keypad number one. If you do, then a little question mark appears next
that
to you.
That means you have a question.
Yeah, you have
yeah.
a question. And I didn't see she didn't have a question mark, so I made
Silly
a faux pas.
You.
Yes. And, you know, faux pas, isn't that a funny word? Because it really looks like fox paws, doesn't it? I remember the first time I had to read that word, it was embarrassing.
Hey, you have fox paws?
You have fox paws? No, I'm going to tell you something even worse. This is the most embarrassing, stupid thing. You know how, I mean, I'm pretty well-educated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hold some degrees. I'm going,
right.
You know, I went to school. I know what I'm talking about. All right, well, you know that little thing on the dryer that says timed, T-I-M-E-D? It's like you can time the amount of the drying time.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, apparently when I was much younger, and I was a teenager at home and helping my mom do laundry, for some reason I thought it said timid. So I thought that meant the gentle cycle.
Oh, no.
Okay, now let's flash ahead 40 years.
Uh-huh.
No, not really, but 30 at least, and 35. And I am in Maine
mm-hmm.
with my daughter, and we're on vacation, and we're doing some wash.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, put it on the timid cycle.
Oh, no.
She goes, there's no timid cycle. I said, sure, there is. Look.
Took you 40 years to figure that out, huh?
And she says, Mom, would you look at that again? And I'm looking at it. I said, oh, my God. That says timed. Oh, my God. To realize after all these years,
wow.
How sad is that? And as embarrassing as it is, I don't mind sharing it because you know what? I think sometimes when we hear other people do stuff
yes,
like this,
yes.
we feel less silly about our own mistakes. So there you
would
go.
Would have been funny if you had gone to buy a dryer and asked for the timid cycle.
Does it have a and don't be – I would have. I mean, how it's not –
It's a very shy dryer.
It's That is just, I know, it's in the story of my life. Okay, let's take our next caller. Calling from area code 210 with a prefix of 831. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. What's your first name?
My first name is Michael.
Michael. Well, hi, Michael. Thank you for calling in. Where are you calling in from?
San Antonio.
San Antonio, Texas. Very good. All right. Now, how can we help you this evening?
I'm calling because I had a question in our jobs. In our jobs. I can't talk.
Okay.
I had a question in regards to employment.
Okay. Alrighty. So here's the funny thing. When you say employment, you make it sound as if you're not employed, but why do I feel like you're getting a check from somewhere?
Very good. Yeah, I am. I do receive. I have a side business that I do, you know, website, web design, things of that nature.
Okay. Okay. All right. So that's what's going on right now for you, and you're looking for something more of a permanent nature, correct?
Yeah.
With a guaranteed income. I understand.
Well, I'm debating whether or not to go with this company who it seems like they're going to offer me the job.
Okay. This company offers health benefits, correct?
Hopefully. If not, I'm covered either way.
Okay. Because the weird thing is, now, this company has nothing to do with, they don't provide any kind of medical or anything like that, do they? Because why am I getting that?
No, I'm uncovered medically.
I don't mean medically. I mean, I feel like either someone in your family is a nutritionist or works for a hospital. I'm getting something around that. I don't know what that's all about, but it's so strong, and that's why I'm mentioning it.
Okay.
I don't know how
You're picking
how
up on my brother. He's getting his degree in optometry.
Okay, there we go. All right, so that makes sense. So I can let that go. All right, so now I'm going to ask them, hold on a second, because I'm kind of letting them have free will a little bit to go ahead and tell me. Okay, all right, so this is what they're saying. They're saying that the opportunity that you're going to get with this company, will the offer come through? The answer that I have for you is it absolutely will. It will be a good offer. I'm not going to tell you you're going to stay there forever, but it'll be a good, I guess, jumping off point right now for you because it's going to bring you what you want. But I see that another opportunity is going to come at about the 24-month mark, and that's going to be an even better opportunity for you. So I'm going to tell you to go ahead and take advantage of that other opportunity in 24 months. Do this one. I see a positive outcome for it. But even more is going to come to you. This will lead to the next step up, if you will, 24 months from now.
Okay. Do you,
does that make sense?
It does. Do you mind if I ask one more question?
Ask away.
In regards to the job, do you feel like they're willing to invest the software that I'll need?
I think that when you present it to them the way that you need to, they will. But you have to present it to them in a way that by investing in the software, they're actually saving themselves money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're actually saying you've got to sell that. You've got to sell it to them because if you don't, they won't do it. They need you to clearly and gently explain to them how this software is going to, in the long run, make what you do so much more effective that it would be a loss for them not to.
Okay. I don't know if it's just where I'm at where it's expensive, but to run the actual program, a subscription fee, I want to say the director I was talking to said it was about $30,000 for the year.
Okay.
Which is kind of the price of an employee.
Well, it is, but the question is, will it bring them not only what they need, but also what they need for the future?
It would definitely bring them a lot more viewers, a lot.
Well, not only viewers, but I call it a lead. Okay, so I don't know why I'm calling it a lead, but I feel like that's the word I'm supposed to use, is that it will bring them in leads, and if it brings them in leads, that will take on a life of its own.
Okay.
The angels are also saying to me that the subscription price for the 1 year will go down in the next years. I don't know why, but is that so?
I'm not sure. I'll have to look into it.
Look into it, because what they're telling me is that it's a graduating scale, and the big cost comes in the first year, and then the second year, the cost will be less. So, you know, the value that you can bring to this company coincides with the value of the cost of the software, granted, so that almost seems like they're double anteing, but at the same time, look what you're going to be able to deliver. You're going to be able to deliver prospects, correct?
Yeah.
People to look at their site. Okay. If they don't have that, it's not a good thing. I mean,
well, right. Right now, you go online and it's not very. I know this company is not the biggest, you know, but.
Right.
I don't know. They have no online presence.
Well, and I will say this to you, creating an online presence, you know, SEO is one of for someone who truly knows SEO, there's a lot of ways that you can increase their online presence without paying high dollars for it.
Well, let me rephrase that. They don't have a website that coincides with what they're doing. I'll give you a little bit more insight. I'm going to be in the broadcast industry. working as a meteorologist for a Spanish affiliate in Oklahoma.
Okay.
And I go online and search for this company, and their webpage is very bland, if you will. I mean, if you click on news, there's not much in the way of news.
Okay. So you need to get the massive exposure in a way that's it's going to be picked up by some of the other search engines so that stuff shows up first. But I will tell you this, and I'm going to tell you this from a little bit of experience. When you're working with somebody who has to give exposure to a company, and in fact, we are talking SEO, aren't we? Search engine optimization, right? You want to optimize their viewing pages, and you know what you're doing, but I would say that there are other ways that you can do it. You could do it much more quickly with the software. So either way, they're going to be paying for
it. The software is in regards to meteorology, weather, graphic system.
Okay. But how important is that? Is the graphic – it is important because what do you tune in for on a daily basis? What do they have – in Texas that we have in Florida? Tornadoes? Storms?
Well, here where I live, it's kind of a mixture of everything. But in Oklahoma, the main concern is definitely tornadoes.
For sure. So I would think that having a really good graphic system is critical, and a good one would bring more viewers, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so remember, you have to sell it from the perspective of how can we increase viewership for you? And this is one way that it's going to happen. You know, if I'm sitting at home and I'm watching television, I'm just giving you an example now, and I'm seeing something on the screen, and it's not really clearly defined where my town is compared to the other towns, I'm gonna switch to the station where it's like, wow, within 5 minutes, I know it's coming right over my house. Because we get these hellacious storms here, so I actually know which channel here on my local TV I can watch to get that information. They have the best graphics. They also have the highest viewership in the area. Is it a coincidence? I don't think so.
No, graphics is key.
Right?
Graphics is definitely key.
It really is key. So what is their goal? Well, I know what we both know what their goal is, so it would seem to me that their goal, you both have the same goal in mind. And with that being said, I think that if you sell it to them, they will go for this. Okay, I really do think they will. But again, you have to sell it to them.
Okay.
Sit down and figure out how.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely do that. Talk with my producer at the other station here and kind of see more or less how to go. Because, I mean, he seems, the general manager definitely seems interested. You know, he's asking questions. What do y'all use? You know, how much does it, or he didn't ask how much does it cost, but he asked me, what is it that I use and stuff like that.
Well, exactly. I mean, how much does it cost? You know, if I go to a car dealership and I'm blindfolded and the guy says, I can give you a car for $15,000 or I can give you a car for $65,000, I'm going to say, well, give me the $15,000 because I can't see the difference because I'm blindfolded, right? But your job is to take the blindfold and explain to him the value in the more expensive car. And I'm using this as an analogy, but you have to sell him on this. Because if you can sell him on this, it'll make a huge difference.
Okay.
But you have to show him the value. How does it benefit them? The truth is, you know this and I know this and everybody listening to the show, everybody has their own agenda in life, everybody. What's most important to him and how can you fulfill his agenda by utilizing that software? What does he need to hear from you to make that enticing for him? It's all perspective.
Okay? Perfect, perfect, perfect.
You know what to do.
Are the angels,
you know what to do.
Are the angels picking up anything in regards to my education? This is kind of my final semester.
Yes, it's your final semester, but you're going to you may stop at this final semester, but you will go back and do something else within the next 5 years. You'll get one additional specialty in your line of work. And this will be very successful for you. You're also going to hook up with somebody. I don't know who it is. This may have something to do with the 24-month job that I see coming in. that you'll be doing a lot more larger projects with.
Okay.
Somebody
awesome.
With a bigger
Perfect.
Name. Okay?
All righty.
Michael, you're awesome. Listen, God bless you. Thank you for listening. Stay on. Listen to the second half of the show. It's about to get really good, okay?
God bless you too, hon. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Well, he was cool, huh?
He was cool. Meteorologist, that's very neat.
I just love people. You know, it was funny because I was talking to somebody today, and he had this really great view on things. You know, we were just talking about people in general and how they're just, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes this kind of work that I do can get kind of hard, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it can be emotionally draining sometimes,
sure.
right? So the coolest part is that when we were talking about it, it was just like, he said, you know, find something that you love to do in life. If someone can do that, he said, that's like the best thing in the world. And he said, you know, you love what you do. I love what I do. He
mm-hmm.
said, if somebody can find something they love to do, then everything in life works out.
And that's
and
the
I
truth.
Agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just, you know, everything in life will work out. Now, you know what I want to do? We are going to go to our live Chapman Field Cemetery, Celery Field. It's called the Chapman Cemetery, but it's also the old Celery Fields of Oviedo.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear our live paranormal ghost hunt where we crossed over. When I tell you, I cannot name the number of souls that we crossed over.
Oh, it
children.
Was massive, yeah.
You'll hear this. It'll give you chills. I'm just going to go to it live right now. Tune in next week. We're going to have another live hunt in the second half of the show that will blow your mind.
Be even more exciting.
Because it never fails. We know it's going to be cool. We'll see you next Wednesday
night,
7:30.
Blog Talk Radio.
And let the beginning of this run, and you'll get to hear the rest of it. You'll hear some music, let that go, and then you'll hear the actual part of the show that's so cool. Okay, so we're out here. We're at the Chapman Road
Cemetery.
And we're kind of rushing a little bit because this is our Halloween special show. And what we want to do today is this evening, we've got a very bright full moon behind us, don't we?
It is the brightest moon you have ever seen.
Yes.
I mean, it's lighting up the whole cemetery.
Right, which is kind of good.
It is cool.
It's better than city. And it's cold out here for Florida. It's really cold. Of course, for all the people up north that just went through Hurricane Sandy, I guess it's not.
I know.
You know, it's not.
But
so
we
bad.
Had to go by us, so.
Right, exactly. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and we're going to set up our equipment. The first thing that Jessica's going to turn on is the EVP. And the recorder for EVPs, okay? We're going to collect on the digital recorder electronic voice phenomena. What that means is, you know, we often talk about how we're all going to raise our vibration level when we go through the ascension. And what happens is everybody operates at a higher level of vibration. We often say that when we talk to angels, we're also talking at a higher level of vibration. And sometimes it's hard to hear them. So by putting it and capturing whatever feedback we get by these spirits, we'll be able to slow it down on our equipment. And when we do the listen back in the office, and we'll be able to hear if any messages are being sent to us. The next thing we're doing is turning on the EMF detector. Jessica, you want to explain what the EMF detector is? Okay.
I'm having a tough time
okay.
with equipment here.
Okay. The EMF detector, oh, well, it just went off
up.
The second. Oh, my
wow.
goodness. Wow.
It is lighting
amazing.
Up because it's going,
because we just
you
mentioned
don't know
it.
How to turn me on.
That's it. The EMF detector is a device that checks electromagnetic fields, and it measures it. And this is kind of, it's kind of like going to a doctor. You know, sometimes in order to get a diagnosis, they have to rule everything out.
Right.
Well, with an EMF detector, we turn off any type of electronics or energy in the area, okay?
And when we do that, we then only have whatever our equipment would register on the EMF detector. And the reality is none of our equipment here is going to register on the EMF detector,
right?
Because it's all very low. It's all battery operated,
mm-hmm.
and low energy. So whatever it picks up, when an energy source will cross it or come near it, it will light up. And it'll light up many different colors. For instance, it'll start off with a green, but as the energy source gets closer, it goes to yellow and orange and then bright red. And when it goes to bright red, boy, we know it's on fire, don't we?
Oh, my gosh. And it's definitely lighting up now.
Right. So what happens is...
Isn't that funny?
We're in a kind of a unique location. And so this location is in a cemetery. And we probably should lower our voices a little bit. And we're outside of a chapel, which is open. And I don't think it's supposed to be open, but it happens to be tonight. So,
yeah, the whole cemetery is open. We were kind of afraid we were going to have to break in.
Yeah, which we would never do.
And we would never do that because we are law-abiding
citizens.
That's
right. And I might get caught on the fence. So we decided that we had to, you know, things aren't where they used to be years ago.
Well, no,
you know?
And if we had to run away really fast, we'd probably have a problem.
Yeah, the policeman would start laughing in his pants or something. I don't know where he'd be laughing, but...
I don't know if he'd laugh in his pants.
He'd be laughing for sure. Now, on this scary Halloween night show, we have participant one and participant two. These are the same two participants that joined us for the St. Augustine Lighthouse.
Yes, yes.
And that was really great. Now, the other thing that we brought along with us, and this is really kind of neat, is we brought along, explain the flashlight.
Well, the flashlight is one of those long flashlights that twists on the end, and it's very easy to turn on and off by people other than me.
Right.
Because apparently, I just am not capable tonight. There we go. Now that I blinded you.
I'm completely blinded. Okay. So we've got the digital recorders going. And what we do is we take this flashlight, which is like a pen light in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or
and
a mag
twists.
Light.
You turn it on the end and you twist it on, and someone doesn't trust me to have it on properly.
No. I'm just checking it.
It's working, and...
Okay. All right, so what we do is we lay it down. Jessica twisted it so that a little twist would turn it on, but it's sitting perfectly still. And what I find really amazing is now... There's no electrical source here.
There's nothing.
We're near nothing.
We are near nothing electrical.
So if the EMF reader starts going off for no reason at all, it's because spirits are coming across to us.
Right. And we are getting so much activity while we're talking, it's not even funny.
It's going nuts. So we're letting it calm down a minute because there is nothing electronic sitting here. But we also use another thing. We use something called the ghost radar that you can download the app on any smartphone. Now, some people say it's not true and it doesn't work. But we have found it to be...
It has worked
really well for us. For whatever reason, we're able to talk to spirits that come across. And Jeff, why don't you explain to all our listeners what our goal is tonight? We're going to make this a very short one because we can't do a real ghost hunt. You hear the traffic. It's not as late as it should
be. Well, and the problem is the cemetery is right near a main road. So
right.
You can hear the traffic going back and forth, and we can see traffic going back and forth. So we want to make it quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to make sure that nobody finds us here.
Well, and in addition to that, the other thing we want to do is if we find any spirits here tonight, specifically the ones we're looking for.
Right.
You see something? I just saw this dark shadow up there.
Really?
You know, it might have just been a shadow, nothing more.
Well,
it's very windy.
Also traffic going by.
Yeah.
There's a lot of big trees around here.
Yes. And it's chilly, but... Jessica and I share a common goal. You know, we've worked with, and we've been proud and honored to work with several of the different ghost hunting groups around the area. And we love and adore all of them, and we love spending time with them. However, I will say this. Our goal, our unique goal, and not everyone shares this goal, is that when we come across children that are here or any spirits, our goal is to cross them over. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Now,
and I'm sorry, I am just, you know, I'm out in the
out
outdoors,
the
allergies
getting
funny,
and that's okay. And so our goal tonight is to be able to cross over anybody that
our EMF is going wild.
Yes, our electromagnetic field detector is just going absolutely nuts. Now, this is going to kind of freak people out just a little bit. We've been running the ghost radar on the app on the cell phone.
While we've been talking.
While we've been talking. And we haven't asked any questions. And let me tell you the words that have
come
out.
Yeah, I
want to
see because I'm kind of far from it.
When I started talking about the EVPs, the word that came across was opinion. Yes, that is my opinion. The other word that it picked up was the name Andy. It just said Andy.
Andy.
And then the next thing it picked up was the word dad.
Aww.
I know, which, oh my gosh. Okay.
Maybe Andy is here with us.
And Andy is either someone's dad or he's trying to get a hold of his dad. So we're gonna work on that. And then the next thing that...
I think Andy might be here with us.
Andy's here with us?
Because this is light. Now, Andy, we have a flashlight here that you can twist and let us know that this is you. I know you've been great with the EMF, and if you could twist our flashlight, twist it on. This way we know it's you. I know it takes a lot of energy, but that would really help us out.
You just twist the end of it right there where I'm pointing. I know you can see in the dark better than I can. If you could just twist the end of that. And then we'll know you're here with us. Our EMF is lighting up like crazy. There is no electronic source near it, crossing it, or moving. We're perfectly still. We're actually sitting on what appears...
Oh, there we go.
Okay, the flashlight just turned on. That freaks me out every time. It's okay, Andy. It's okay. I don't mind.
It is Andy.
It is Andy. Thank you for turning on the flashlight. That just blows my mind every time. The one thing... We know
he's turning it off.
He's turning it off. Now, go ahead. You can
turn it off. Turn it off, and this way we could ask you another question. This way we can find out, you know, why you're here, but if you have any questions of us.
Thank you. He just turned it off. Oh, doesn't that blow your mind each time that happens?
What? I'm cold, so nothing's going to blow my mind tonight. I think somebody could walk right in front of me.
to anyone listening to this, you have to imagine we're sitting here in pitch dark. Okay, it's absolutely pitch dark.
Well, other than the giant moon that's shining.
Right, the giant moon. And we ask that the person whose name shows up on our ghost radar detector, it transfers electronic signals into words. And the name was Andy. We asked if it was Andy. The EMF detector lit up on fire. Then we asked Andy, the spirit, to turn on the flashlight. And he did.
And he which is awesome. That is so cooperative.
So cool. Okay, so what we want to ascertain, and I'm going to tell you, we were talking, and I got smacked in the back by participant one and two at the same time. to pointing at the flashlight, like, it's going. And we want to ask Andy, because we know that this area was well known. The story goes, the lore, is that at night, late at night, when it's dark, there were a lot of children that died here. Through disease and other things, because this was an area where the Slavics came, and they actually wanted to be farmers. They wanted nothing part of the industrial
mm-hmm.
revolution. So they came over here, and they tried to grow, and they grew celery.
This area in Oviedo is all celery fields. Back when, it was celery fields and the people that worked in the celery fields.
Right, and so that's... That's what they did, and they came here, and they say that a lot of the children died, and when they died here, some of the spirits didn't cross over, because the word is at night, next to us is a big lacrosse field next to the cemetery, they say they can hear the children laughing.
Aww.
And so our goal tonight is, if there are any spirits here, whether they be children or adults,
right,
is to what?
We want to cross them over, because,
Amen.
You know, we know you're hanging around here for whatever reason, maybe you don't realize that. Well, there you go.
And I guess they want to be crossed over.
Well,
they
good.
Want to be reunited. The reason we know that is the flashlight just went on, went really bright. And so we know that you want to be crossed over. So go ahead and turn the flashlight off if you can.
Turn it off.
And it's slowly turning
off.
Just twist it a little bit more. We know it takes a lot of energy. We know we've got Andy here. And what we're going to do is, once you get that flashlight, it's slowly going off. It takes a lot of energy for spirits to twist the end of that to turn it off. And it's going slowly, almost off,
you
a little
almost
bit more.
Got it.
Come on, Andy. Good boy. All right. Now, Andy, we're going to ask you a question. Are you a young man under the age
of 30? Under the age of 30.
Under
I get
the age
impression
of 30.
That Andy's an adult.
Okay. Andy, if you're under the age of 30, either cross over the EMF detector and light it up, or turn the flashlight on. Well, it just, did it just flash?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I get the feeling Andy's an older gentleman, but that
okay,
could just
let's
be
see.
Me.
Well, he gave us the word dad. Of course,
I'm
there's
thinking,
a few other words on here that I don't know if you want me to read out.
Yeah,
Jessica.
Read it.
Okay, well, some of them are camp.
Okay.
And that word came up on the radar detector, or the ghost radar, when I was talking about families coming out here and living.
Okay.
And I got the word camp.
And what else?
Well, the next word was Japan.
Japan.
And fly.
You know what? I think Andy was in World War II.
Could
or
be.
No, World War One. World
well,
War
there's,
I was
there's
with
another
Japan.
Word here that I just want to be really, really careful about. Claws.
Okay, I don't like that
I
word.
I don't like that word. So, Andy, if you have anything to do with claws.
Yeah, we don't want to be a part
just,
of
I
that.
Saw, I
okay,
saw okay
that.
Yeah, the EMF detector just. Andy, are you. Let's make sure we're dealing with a good entity. We don't deal with anything beyond,
yeah,
you know.
Anything
so
in God's light. That's all we want.
We only want what's in God's light. Are you in God's light? If you are in God's light, meaning you're a good spirit, you're a kind spirit, you mean us no harm, then go ahead and either light up the EMF detector or turn the flashlight on. If you mean us no harm. Go ahead.
Light it up.
Light it up, Joseph. Andy. Okay.
Well.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm going to have to ask this question. Andy, if you are a darker person, an evil person, a bad person, if you mean us harm, I'm going to ask you to either light up the EMF detector or turn on the flashlight. Go ahead and do it. Okay.
So no reaction.
Well, did it not just react?
Yeah, I saw that.
It blinked.
So we're going to ask you, so that wasn't like evil. So let me ask you this. Do you feel like you were maybe a bad person in life and you feel you have guilt issues? Is that what we're dealing here with? Like you're trying to reach out to somebody, you don't know how to get a message to them, you feel bad. And
that's probably why you're still remaining here.
Because you feel like there's unfinished business. Is that correct? If so, light up the EMF detector, light up the flashlight. Okay, we're getting no activity, so we're going to have to go back to the original question. Do you mean us harm, Andy? If you do, light it up one more time, nice and bright, and we'll get the message loud and clear that you want us to stop doing this. Okay, just lit up like a...
Yeah,
okay.
Well, that means he doesn't want us to talk to him anymore.
Okay, so Andy, that means you don't want us to talk to you anymore. Is that correct? You would like us to stop and to leave? If that's correct, light it up one more time, and we will pack up what we're doing here and leave. You have to light it up for us. If you want us to leave, light it up. Okay.
I don't know. We're not getting a definitive answer here.
Okay. Well, twice now he said he's evil. He's dark.
Well, you know what?
So let me ask this last question. Are you going to harm us if we stay? Are you going to try and harm us if we stay? If the answer's no, light it up. Either cross over this EMF detector or light up the flashlight. Are you going to try and harm us if we stay? And if the answer is no, go ahead and light this up, because we want to know we're safe. Okay, and here comes the big question.
The big question is,
if you're going to try and harm us if we stay. That's what I want to know. Are you going to try and harm us if we stay? If you are, light up the EMF detector or turn on the flashlight. One or the other. Either one. Light up the EMF detector, cross over it, or go ahead and turn the end of the flashlight. You just let us know. He's not giving us an answer
either
way.
No, and you know, I'm thinking maybe it's talking about crossing over. Maybe he doesn't want to cross over.
So that's the next question. Why don't you ask that?
I mean, Andy, if you just want to stay right here and continue your existence the way it is, we won't talk to you about crossing over. You know, that's not your thing, and that's fine. Everybody can do whatever they want.
Did you see it just flash?
Yeah.
Okay, so,
I'd say that's what
it is. He doesn't want to cross over.
And that's fine.
That's fine. Our goal is never to force anybody,
no,
right?
No, of course not. We're just here to have a chat and, you know.
On All Hallows Eve.
Right.
And, you know, I'm getting some words here on my ghost radar.
Yeah.
Saying tiny heart. Andy, do you feel like you have a tiny heart? Yes. Did you see it flash?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Andy, can I ask you a question? Are you a younger person under the age of 15? Are you younger than the age of 15? If so, light up the EMF detector. We're just trying to kind of gauge. See, I'm figuring Andy's about the age of 10.
Okay.
Is about what I'm getting. And I'm just curious to see if that's what we're going to see here. Oh, he's saying we have an audience. Maybe we should introduce ourselves.
Well, and I think that could very well be. There's
Oh, he just flashed it, yes.
Okay, so there's more than just Andy we're talking to.
Is there more than one spirit here? If so, yes.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a yes.
Okay.
Okay,
so
how many spirits? Let's pick a number. How about five?
Are there five or less? Okay, and one of our participants is showing me a number. Give it to me again.
10.
Are there did it just flash?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got approximately 10. The reason I'm asking is I'm wearing my reading glasses, and you know where the break is?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's me going through the break in the glass. You know,
no,
okay.
we'll let you know.
That's maybe I should just change my glasses. Okay, here we go.
I don't think you need glasses to see in the dark.
Probably not.
They're all
young.
Children?
Okay, so one of our participants is particularly good at sensing spirits, so she's saying they're all young, and I feel they're all young, too. Are you maybe all children? Are you? Yes.
Okay.
Are you the children that people say they hear laughing and playing here at night? They don't know.
Well, they probably don't know because, you know, it could be anybody that they're hearing. Now, do we have girls and boys here tonight? Girls and boys both?
Okay, well, let me, they're saying.
Okay.
This is what I'm getting on. This is so incredible.
What's
this
it
is
going to
blow your mind, people.
Okay.
Okay. They're saying, I said, are you under the age of 10? And they said the oldest.
Oh,
see here?
Okay, yeah.
And then they say shout, like they're trying to shout.
Oh, they're trying to talk to us.
Yeah, so is Anne here? If Anne is here, because she has her name on the ghost radar, if there's somebody named Anne or Annie, or Anne Marie, go ahead and light up the EMF detector or turn on this flashlight. And also, if there is somebody here by the name of Danny, because that's the other name that's showing up here, Danny. So we know we've got Andy, and there's an Anne and a Danny. And I'm still wondering if that still is kind of like a partial Anne and Danny is almost Andy.
It could be Andy.
So I'm wondering
different forms of Andy.
Yeah, different forms of Andy. If that's correct, go ahead and light it up for me. We're also taking, with the thermal laser gauge, we're taking the temperature in the area where we're sensing that the people are. Participant number 2 is sensing some activity, as well as participant number 1. And they're now taking temperature gauges. In most of the area, it's about 40, what? It's about 62. But in certain areas, the temperature drops to 32.
Wow.
So that generally means we have a spirit.
That means
here.
We have a spirit,
yeah.
For sure.
And so we're going in like a radius, a 360-degree radius around us. And the temperature is changing. And this is shooting out about 20 feet from our perimeter, so that's how we know where that goes. All right, so we know also that they're saying they're fierce and they're cool.
You are cool, guys.
You are very cool. So let me ask you guys a question. Did you work as farmers here? Did you come over with your families? Did you work as farmers here on this land?
Maybe in the celery fields? And if the answer is...
Oh, they said from Russia.
From Russia.
From Russia. Okay, that's very specific.
Slavic.
Well, is Slavic...
Well, Czechoslovakia is near Russia.
Ah, I'm so impressed. So maybe that's what they know,
yeah.
Russia.
Well, right, right.
Oh,
and
I'm
back
so
then,
impressed.
I don't
okay,
know, what did
was,
they call?
It was the...
Czechoslovakia. Was it called Czechoslovakia? Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
They don't call it that anymore.
No, now it's the Czech Republic.
Right.
Right.
So they
so
did. They came and
they
settled
from Russia
in Syria.
To here. You see that?
Oh, from Russia to here. Okay.
Yep, that's what they're saying. Okay, and do you like being here? Do you still enjoy being here? Do I dare ask the question?
What's the question? I was going to say, they must be bored.
Do they know if they're...
Well, and that could very well be why we were getting issues with the other questioning.
Right, so do you want to...
Because the crossing over may not be understood.
Right.
And I don't know that's...
I don't know if we should even say...
No.
I think
we just need to have some more conversation.
Conversation, yeah, I think that's a good idea.
So you guys all hang out here and play, and do you guys like watching the kids play lacrosse in the field next door? Because I know they practice pretty much every day.
They use sticks, really big sticks.
Big sticks with the ball, and they run around and yell.
Yep, just slashed. Yeah, that's called lacrosse, and it's a game that the children of this time play. You realize that your time was long ago, don't you, in the late 1800s? Do you know what year you came over here? Do you know what year? Was it 1890, 1892? 1896, 1900, 1910. What year did you come here? Do you happen to know, any of you? I know you're very young, but do you remember what year it was? 1912?
Well, they were talking like World War I-ish.
It was much different. Yeah, 1914?
Yeah.
So 1914. Yeah. Yeah.
You're asking the non-history person here.
So let me ask their... Okay, and then I have another question. Since they're not responding to any of these, I want to ask you kids, do you think that we're here to be evil? Are you a little bit of afraid of us? Did somebody just see it first?
No.
Do you think...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did, yes, thank you.
I'm sitting here looking at it.
I know. Do you think... Yeah, we're not evil. We're not here to be evil.
Oh, we're not
to
here to hurt anyone. We're both moms, and we have our children, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just here to say hi and, you know, talk to you guys and ask some questions.
That's right.
And we would never hurt you. We just want to find out a little bit more about you.
And we don't want to scare you, please. We don't want to scare you at all, not even a little bit. Do you believe us? If you believe us, go ahead and light that up a little bit, because I don't want you to be scared.
You know, the problem is it takes a lot of energy to light this stuff up, and
I know,
we've been having a lot of conversations, so.
Well, I'm really glad we got to meet you all. Andy, for sure, and it looks like Ann.
Yeah.
And Danny.
The whole crowd.
And is there anyone else here that maybe wants to speak their name as loud as they can? I know you're shouting, and our ears can't quite hear you, but the equipment we have here with all these funny lights, it can hear.
Right.
It can hear really well.
And you can light this up, and you can light the flashlight up, or just shout really loud near that bright light in her hand, and that makes the words that you're saying.
They're saying the word, their mood is steady. See
okay.
that?
Cool. Oh, steady.
Mood steady.
Uh-huh.
You see that? So does that mean that you're okay with us for now? You're
good.
Okay with us? Because I don't...
We are the non-scariest people you will ever meet.
Although, I once went on a camping trip with Jessica, and she was pretty scared when she first wakes up in the morning. Let me just say,
I look a little scary, but hey, I look a little scary right now, too. My
don't
hair
we
is
all.
Pretty wacky.
Well, all of us, it's very windy. We're just getting through the Hurricane Sandy. And so we still have a lot of those elements around
yes,
us. And
we have the wind. I think that's all we have
left.
A lot
of wind. And, you know... Jessica, we'll even say while we're sitting here, we've had the opportunity to be on a property that a house burnt down on once,
mm-hmm.
and we were metal detecting, and even our participants here were with us, and it didn't. The property, something on that property didn't want us there,
right?
Because a big tree limb came crashing down, and we jumped out. It started coming through the tree, and we heard it, and we all jumped away. And it came crashing down right where all of us were standing.
So we're all like, okay, we're done.
We're
out
of here. Yeah. And so that's why we say to you guys, you kids, we're here as friends. And we'll come back and visit you again if you want us to. And if you want us to, go ahead and light us up again, okay? So we know.
What are they saying now?
Well, they're saying the word action.
Action.
Yeah.
Maybe we're too boring because we're just sitting here.
Well,
and they want a little action.
Would you guys like to see Jessica get up and dance? Oh, one of our participants is dancing. And participant number two is now dancing.
See, now you guys
okay.
want to dance? You
and
can
that
join
is,
them.
That is, what is that dance called?
That's like the Irish jig,
I think
like.
So. Do you know a Russian dance?
You need to do the do-do-do-do-do with your legs.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, no, 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 no.
That's
not
Megillah.
That's
Megillah.
Great.
That's
great.
It's a Jewish song. Huh?
Oh, it is. Well,
we're so close. Okay,
oh,
now they're doing the polka.
Now they're doing, yeah. Oh, wait. Wasn't there this story about Anastasia from the Russian Tsar?
Uh-huh.
Okay, wasn't that? Probably, I don't know. These spirits think we're crazy.
They're going, okay, you know nothing about Russia.
What
quite
I think is
apparently.
Really cool. Oh, look, it's lighting up like crazy.
Oh, and I was right. We know
you
nothing about Russia.
We know
that's
nothing about
Russia.
Yeah. Look at
and they're going, you are right. You guys
your
are crazy.
Your people know absolutely nothing. You're right. And they want to know what our they say our purpose is soft. You
and they're
that?
Right. They're right.
Yeah.
Our
okay.
purpose is soft because we have no intention of doing anything other than talking.
That's right. We're just here to talk. It's a tradition here where our children on Wednesday night, the 31st, will dress up in all kind of funny costumes,
mm-hmm.
31st of October. Sometimes they're scary, sometimes they're not. And what they will do is they'll go door to door, and people will give them homemade treats and candy, which I'm sure you children are familiar with. Oh, it's windy and cold.
It is cold.
Wow.
That wind has picked up.
Boy, has it. Okay.
We always manage to be out in weather.
Why is that? Last time we were in a tropical storm. Now we're just
this
ending
is better,
hurricane.
Though, because I was so wet and so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I never laughed so hard. So, kids, do you think maybe you could light this flashlight up for us one more time?
Yeah, one of you
because
should be
Because we really
able to
have
do
enjoyed
it.
Talking
here, I'll move
with
out
you.
Of the way.
And
you
I just touched the
up.
End of this one right here. And what I'll say to you guys is, and girls, if you want us to come back, light this up or light this up, and we'll come back and visit again, and I'll make these two, participant one and participant two. We can't say their names because these listening devices, I don't want people to know their names. They got to be kept mysterious. But they have names, too. Yeah. We'll come back another time, and we'll tell you their names, and they'll probably dance for you again.
Maybe they can learn a Russian dance this time.
Yeah. And participant one just got hit in the head with an acorn. So I heard them come. It was like, bam, bam.
Wow.
Kids, you're not throwing them, are you, by any chance?
Well, there's probably squirrels up in these trees hurling them at
us. Yeah, they're like, get out of here, you crazy people. Get away from my nuts.
Okay.
Okay, that could
now
be taken wrong.
The line.
I know, that could be taken wrong. Well, guys, we need a little bit more feedback. If you want us to stay, we will. But if you want us to go, we will as well. Just kind of let us know.
Yeah, if you want us to stay, light up this little thing right here. Light up those lights like you did before.
Right.
When you were making fun of me for not knowing anything about Russia.
Because, I mean, basically, if it's not in her town where she lives,
which
she knows nothing about it.
Not that I even know that much about the town that I live in.
Well, I think it was interesting. I didn't, I mean, of course, you know, Slavic is
mm-hmm.
near Russia. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, was it Slovenia?
Huh?
Slovenia, yes.
There is on Slovenia.
Yes, there is.
Transylvania.
No, that's where that... No. You know, you really don't want to know what they're saying. No, they're not saying.
They're
anything.
Saying
I'm
you
kidding.
Guys. Get
I'm
a map.
Yeah. God, we're 10 and we're smarter than you two idiots. All righty. Well, it seems like the activity has died down now.
Yeah, I think they're bored with us and they probably
they
ran
just
away.
Flashed it again.
Oh, so you're still here.
You're still here. Are you just kind of watching us trying to decide whether we're good people, bad people, or somewhere in between?
We probably haven't asked the right question. Okay, if you were a 10-year-old kid, what would you be interested in?
Do you miss your mommy and daddy? Do you miss either your mother or your father?
Now, let me ask you a question. You a question.
Yes.
Dr. Ginny.
Yes.
If you were a Russian boy from way back when, would you speak English?
They were living in America, so they do speak a certain amount of English. The words that this is picking up
is what?
The way they're speaking is what I would call proper, like,
right.
Like, what is your purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Or your purpose is soft. It's they're taking the very literal sense of the word.
Okay.
So I would say they're using as much English as they can. But that's a very good point, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
Very good point.
But I wonder what the Russian would call a mother and father.
Well, I will have our crack research team check on that, and we'll have an answer in just a minute.
Okay.
And in the meantime, I'm going to ask you kids, do you ever get a chance to play? Do you play a lot now?
Get to run around here in the big wide open fields under the trees. Sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Do you play tag? I have a feeling that our children have decided, not our children, but the
children have run away because we've bored
departed,
them to death.
Yeah. We're going to be quiet for just a minute because we want to see if you could give us all the laughter you have so our equipment can pick it up. So for the next 30 seconds, we're not going to say anything. Just laugh. EMF detector went off like crazy, which is really, really neat. Okay. And here is... Go ahead.
This is the Russian words for mom and dad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I could not repeat that.
Let's play that one more time. Beautiful. And what that's saying in Russian is, do you miss your mother or father? And if so, light up this equipment. That was translated into Russian,
mm-hmm.
so that maybe our spirits could hear them. Yeah. And if you do, light this up or turn this flashlight on, and then we'll know that you're missing them.
Well, light it up and let us know you guys are still here. Because we feel kind of like you...
Yep, it just lit up.
Okay.
They're still here.
Well, you're still here. Good.
So, do you speak Russian?
Is that the language that you understand? Because maybe what we're saying is hard to understand.
And by any chance, do you speak Japanese? Because if you recall earlier, somebody said Japan onto the ghost radar. And
well, I was kind of taking it as World War I
Japan-ish
type. Yeah,
time,
mm-hmm.
which could very well be. I'm sensing there's a boy here. And it just lit up, okay? And I'm sensing this boy wants to talk to us.
Okay.
But I don't know the message that he's trying to deliver. I just don't know. I just don't know. It's lighting up again. What language do you speak? Can you tell us what language you speak? It's lighting up like crazy
now. Okay,
do
you speak English? What we're speaking? Yes, he lit it up.
So you speak English. Is there another language that you speak as well? Oh,
no.
Okay.
So he speaks English.
So he speaks English. So when we played you that Russian's word, those Russian words, you probably thought, these people are nuts. We're not. We're really not.
So he wants to get a message across.
Yeah.
Maybe to a parent. A relative, a brother.
Do you want to get a message to your brother or to a sister? Or somebody that you lived with when you were here, do you want to get a message to them?
An aunt or an uncle, maybe? Yes.
Okay. An aunt or an uncle? Okay.
It's an aunt or an uncle. So that must be who he was living with.
Were they good people? If they were good people, light this up. Okay. If they were bad people, light this up. We're right that it's an uncle?
Or an aunt? Maybe a cousin?
Ask Jessica, because they seem to be responding to your questions.
Mm-hmm.
Ask if it was somebody that he came over here with that wasn't really a relative, but that he lived with.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That was, it doesn't have to be me.
Yeah, it just lit up like crazy. And Andy, can I ask you a question? Were these people nice to you? If no, light it up. If this man was not nice or they were not nice, go ahead and light it up. Okay.
Are you feeling like somebody wasn't nice to him?
I feel sadness in him.
Really?
Like, yeah, and I don't, that's why I keep going there.
And maybe he feels like there's something he should have told these people.
Did they treat you well?
Maybe he got separated from them when they got here.
Did you get separated from them when you got here? Or maybe you felt like you didn't treat them as well as you could have? Is that why you're kind of sad? And if it's not Andy, it's okay, whoever it is that we're speaking with.
Yeah, I mean, we're picking out the Andy name because we got it before, but it could be someone else. It is Andy?
It isn't.
It is not Andy.
I don't believe it's Andy.
Is this a male? Is this a boy that we're talking to? Is this a girl that we're talking to?
Are you a spirit? Do you know what you are? Please let that be a squirrel that's making that noise.
What noise?
Up there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
That's a big oak tree.
Because if some kid falls out of that tree onto my head, I'm going to have a heart attack. I just want everyone to know this right now. All righty. All right, so you came over here with this person.
Maybe not a relative.
Were you forced to come over here?
Like an indentured servant of some sort? Where you had to work for a period of time till you could be free, a free man?
Hmm.
No.
And I think we're not getting a lot of response now.
No.
Huh? Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I think we've asked you about as many questions as we can ask. So...
do you have anything else you want to tell us? Just light it up, because we will continue to ask questions to get at the reason that you, you know, if there's something you want to tell us.
Right.
Yep.
There is something.
There's something
my gosh, it's lighting up like crazy. Okay.
All right. So we just haven't we haven't gotten to what they want to say.
All right. Alrighty. All right.
You
want to
communicate with someone. Is that it? You want us to get a message to someone. Light it up if the answer is yes. Okay, so that's not it.
We never ask the ultimate question.
And what's the ultimate question? Oh. True. Do you want us to cross you over?
So that you could be with your family and your loved ones?
In heaven.
Mm-hmm. Just flashed. Are you a little unsure, but you think you want to? Because you flashed it. But it wasn't a solid flash. If you want to be, I can tell you, your mommy and your daddy are up in heaven, and all the people that you love, they're missing you and they want to be with you. That I guarantee you. God's waiting for you and Jesus is waiting for you. So if you want to cross over, we can help you do that. We can open a door for you to cross over right now, and they will be waiting there with open arms to hug you and tell you all the things that you've missed. And it'll be the best life you could ever imagine, but only if you want to cross over. So you let us know. If you want us to do that for you, go ahead and light this up or light up this flashlight. But you have to be sure. We're not forcing you. We're offering the opportunity. And I can tell you, don't be afraid.
Yeah, you definitely don't be afraid.
So you kind of lit it up before a little bit when I said you want to cross over, but now I think you're a little scared.
I think he's scared because he's not sure. You're scared.
Yeah,
okay.
You're scared.
I
can understand that.
It's a scary thought because you've been here for a while.
Yeah.
And this is what you understand and you know.
It's lighting up. The EMF detector for our listeners is lighting up like crazy when we said, are you scared? It lit up like crazy, yeah.
So I think, you know, we want to do what you want to do. And, you know, everybody's purpose in life is to eventually move on to heaven. Do you understand that? And heaven is where people go normally once they pass over, and because you are young and you're here and you're not sure where you need to go next, I think maybe that's your next step.
Ask him if he's afraid he won't go to heaven.
Oh. Are you afraid you won't go to heaven? Or you're just not sure? Because I know you're young and you're just not sure what's going on. You have these people talking to you saying this is what you should do, but you have to do what's in your heart. So what do you think?
I can tell you that your grandma and grandpa will be there too. And I know you love them very, very, very much. Yeah.
Yep,
wow,
did.
That
yep.
just lit up,
that
like,
lit up
crazy.
Like crazy.
Yeah, they're going to be there waiting for you. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Is that...
So he really misses them.
Yeah, I think, oh, my goodness. Do you want us to cross you over so you can see them now? Do you want us to do that? Wow, that was...
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Whew.
Well?
Okay, so this is what we're going to do, if you want to. I'm going to have you stand before us, kneel down, put your hands together, and just simply say, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Say that however you would normally say it. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And now we can cross you over into heaven, and I know your grandparents are going to be waiting for you.
They've been waiting for you for a while.
Okay, so you want to do it?
I think so.
Okay.
I think he's ready.
He's kneeling? Okay. Here we go. So let's stand together in a circle. You can stand right here in the circle, in the center of the circle. Don't be scared. We're going to hold hands. We're going to say the Our Father, and we're going to open the door up to heaven so you can be with your grandfather and grandmother. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the
kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. May God... We have here a willing soul that wants to come to heaven and be with his grandmother and his grandfather. Please open the doors, open the lights, let a door right now open before us right here, and let his energy and his soul and his heart and his mind come up to heaven. Set him free from this plane, cross him over to the next where he belongs, because we know you want all your children in heaven.
I think
we may have done this.
So.
I think he has crossed over. The EMF detector was going off like crazy, and I have such joy in my heart, and then it stopped. So I believe he has crossed over, and he is with his grandma, grandpa. Oh, wow. How did that feel,
wow,
everybody?
That's crazy.
Was that an awesome experience?
That was awesome. I hope he crossed over.
Well, if he's still here, we can ask if he's still here. I don't think his energy is still here. He's gone. If there's another energy here, it's not him. I'm going to ask if Andy's still here, light this up. If there's another energy here, light it up.
It's lighting up.
Okay, so is there another energy here other than Andy?
Or Andy, are you still here? We're getting nothing.
So we're assuming Andy has had the courage to go in here.
I hope.
And cross over to be with his grandmother and his grandfather who love him dearly. Are there any other spirits here who wish to be crossed over now, to cross over into heaven? Any other spirits before us? If you're here, light this up and we will help you cross over now. Otherwise, we're going to pack it up for tonight because we've got to go back to our station.
Yeah,
get back to our
finish
listeners.
Our radio show.
Yes, finish our radio show.
And defrost.
I think
we're getting it. It's lighting up.
Oh,
like
it's
crazy.
Lighting up like crazy. Okay, so if you wish to be crossed over, light it up one more time like you just did. Light it up like crazy, and then we'll go ahead and we'll form the circle, and we'll make a break in the circle, and we'll allow you all to come in and cross over the threshold and go up to heaven.
It lit a little blip.
Okay. If there's only one of you, that's fine. If there's more of you, that's fine, too.
We just need to know that somebody wants to be crossed over.
Right. And if that's the case, we're fine. Either light up the flashlight. You could just turn the end. Whoa. You can either turn the end of this. It turned on in my hand. Okay. You can either turn the end of this. Or you can go ahead and light up the EMF detector, but, because I touched it, I wouldn't want to assume they turned it because it might have been my touching causing the vibration. So just let us know, guys. If you want to be crossed over, even one of you, just light this up. Just bring your energy right here. And we'll go ahead and do that. They're saying, they're lighting it up, a whole bunch. And they're saying opportunity.
Okay.
So, yes, we're going to do this now. We're going to ask anyone. We're going to create a semicircle here. We're going to join hands, leave an opening, because I believe the opening should come from here, but we can leave it from there. That's fine.
Okay.
All of you who wish to cross over, kneel down, put your hands together, and prayerfully say, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Say it any way you want. You say it in your mind, say it with your mouth, shout it, whisper it. It's okay. Kneeling down, saying, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And what we're going to do is we're going to say the prayer one more time, and then we're going to ask God to open up a window here, a light with a beautiful staircase, and it's going to cross you right over. You're going to go up into heaven. You're going to see all the people you've been missing. Only those who wish to cross have to cross. No one else has to cross. We're not forcing anyone to. We're just giving you the opportunity. Okay,
okay,
it's lighting up like crazy, so they're ready.
They're
here
ready.
We go.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
And now we're asking God to shine his bright light upon these souls and to cross them over onto his plane, accept them into heaven so they could be with their loved ones, join their families, their friends, their mothers, their fathers, their grandfathers, their grandmothers, their brothers, their sisters, their husbands, their wives. Please accept them into the family and the kingdom of heaven. Take their souls, their minds, their bodies. And allow them the peace and the rest that they need for all of eternity. We wish this in God's name. We're keeping that door open because the EMF detector is going crazy, which means souls are crossing over. And as long as that keeps lighting up, we know these souls are crossing over the threshold onto the other plane, crossing over into heaven. We're going to keep this open for them to continue to let this continue to happen.
Okay, it's not lighting up anymore.
Anyone else? If there's anyone else, we're going to hold it open just a minute more. We're granting you this opportunity through God, and you can cross over at any time, but we're opening this door specifically for you. I'm sure you can see a bright light emanating in front of us. Go towards that bright light.
It will carry you in a very effervescent way all the way up to heaven to be with God and Jesus and your family. It will be everything that you could ever have imagined and hoped for. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
And they are crossing over like crazy, so we're just going to stand here while they continue to cross. The way we know they're crossing over like crazy is that the EMF detector is going off like there is a huge energy source right in front
yes.
of it. And that is in front of the opening in the semicircle that we've created. And they're continuing to cross.
They are
continuing
crossing.
To cross.
There's a lot of souls here.
Wow.
I'm feeling. A lot of souls wanting
Look
to cross
Look at this. Have
over.
You ever seen anything like
no.
this? This
I mean,
is
it
so
is
amazing.
Lighting up like crazy.
This is so, so amazing. Wow. And it's continuing to light
it is
up.
It's continuing to light
that
up.
That door is wide open. These souls are going to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. This is wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Wow. Well, it looks like we had a lull there. Whoop,
oh,
there
no.
We go
they're
again.
Still crossing.
Every time I say there's
they
a
are
lull.
Still yes, they're still crossing. They're still crossing. Wow. This is amazing. I wish all of our listeners would have the opportunity
oh, I know. It's
to be able to be one of God's workers to help this process the way we were fortunate and blessed to be here to help with. It's so awesome. It's so inspiring. It's so gratifying. Don't you just feel like you won the lottery?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
It's like,
now
oh,
I
my
want
gosh.
A hot chocolate.
Yeah.
I think they want
I
a hot chocolate,
I think they want a hot chocolate, too.
And
they are continuing to cross. As we stand here and talk, the souls are continuing to cross. I don't know how many have been here, but God knows there's many, because they are continuing to cross over into the light. One of our participants is trying to videotape the EMF detector so you can see how it's lighting up and crossing. It's just like it's on fire. It's still going.
It is
still
going. My gosh. I've never seen an EMF go off. For
no,
that long.
No. Only one time, and that is when one of the paranormal groups, I wasn't there for that one, but I heard about it.
Oh, really?
When Ann and Mike,
okay.
Danza, when they crossed over those souls.
Oh,
at the,
okay.
I think it was at one of the insane asylum.
Oh,
wow. It was either there or it was at the sugar
the sugar
plantation,
mill?
Yeah.
Flashing.
Okay, hold on. And we're getting, they're continuing to go.
And what are we getting
Oh my
now?
Goodness, look at, they're saying, they're going past Bob. It's this is the end, I guess, of them being
oh,
here.
Oh, castle.
They're seeing a barn and a castle. And I guess heaven is
whatever.
What,
to each
yes.
person, it's something different.
To some, it's a castle. To others, it's a barn because it's what
well,
they've always
the
needed on their farm.
Thing.
Yeah.
yeah.
The barn to keep their livestock.
Yeah,
I'm thinking castle is the way I'd go.
Yeah.
But barn is good, too. There's nothing
right.
wrong with barn.
Oh, they're still going.
They're still
wow.
going. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're just going to stay here, and we're going to keep this open
keep
for you all.
Keep it open.
We're not closing it. And I want you spirits to know that you can continue to cross, whether we're here or not, just by getting on your knees, putting your hands together and saying, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. By doing that, you're just helping your soul to cross over. There is nothing to be afraid of. There's no fear in heaven. There's only light, bright love, and eternity of happiness. And they're continuing to cross. Do you
wow.
see that? Did you
Lighting
guys
like
feel
crazy.
Like this breeze
like
come
a
through?
Breeze,
the, yes,
yes.
Like this, not like what we've been feeling. This was like a.
It was like a whoosh,
yeah, shoo,
mm-hmm.
going by, in the center of our semicircle here, where we've left an opening for all the spirits to enter. And they're continuing to cross. And this is just utterly
wow,
amazing.
Unbelievable. Look at that.
That is utterly amazing. And we have truly done God's work today.
We have. We absolutely have.
Wow. Wow. So do you think we've crossed everybody over?
I think we have. And they, with the knowledge that they can cross over
anytime they're ready
to cross over.
And so at this point, we're gonna wish you all a lovely evening. Anyone who's decided not to cross over and stay, we wish you many blessings, peace and happiness, and know that you can. can indeed cross over at any time of your choosing by just saying what we exactly said. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Saw something light up over there.
Well. All right, guys.
Okay, well, that
we've done a great job.
Unbelievable.
I'm really proud of our entire team here tonight. I want to thank everybody. We're going to play a couple of songs, two songs back to back, and then we're going to head back to the studio so that we can get back to you live. And maybe somebody will have a cup of coffee with us before we go back on,
I would love that.
On the air. So everybody, if you're going to make a potty break, all our listeners, now's the time to do it because we're heading back to the studio. We'll be back in two songs.
That was
how
great.
Do you turn that off? I don't know.
Is they over?
Slide down lock. The problem is we want to turn off our recording devices, and we can't because our hands are so cold.
Oh,
so I'm going to ask participant number one to work.